All right, let's go ahead and get started. Our agenda for the day is here. On the agenda today, we've got very good news. The verifiable claims work is progressing at W3C in an official capacity now. We need to cover today kind of an after-action report for those that were not at W3C's technical plenary in Lisbon, Portugal. We'll cover what happened there. We will also remind folks again to register for the face-to-face meeting. Early bird registration ends in 2 days. So if you have not registered now, you're definitely going to want to do that because costs go up considerably after early bird registration. We have to cover the face-to-face agenda and get commitments from people to present at the face-to-face, and then we'll want to dive into specific presentations. Ideally, we want the presentations done by mid-October, which gives us around 10 to 14 days to get them done. Clearly, not everyone gets them done in that amount of time, but we want, you know, a good idea of what the agenda is going to look like and the presentations are going to look like before we have the face-to-face meeting. Are there any other changes or updates to the agenda? Anything else we should discuss today? And then 530 area code, who's that? Whoever that was left. Okay. There are no additions or updates to the agenda. Here is the after-action report from W3C TPAC. There is a link here that points to all the public minutes of what happened at TPAC. In general, the discussions around verifiable claims happened in four venues. The first one was a discussion that happened in a breakout session. It was standing room only in the breakout session, which was great. Or rather, we had all the seats covered. I don't think there was anyone standing, but we had 31 people show up, which is a really good outcome for a breakout session. There were some breakout sessions with only 5 or 10 or 15 people. So the verifiable claims breakout session was well attended. We still have not gotten the minutes up for that yet. We hope to do that later on in the week.
Nate Otto just joined.
Hey, Nate. Nate Otto. Right, so the breakout session was good. We had two sessions in the web payments interest group that covered the verifiable claims topic, and there was one minor discussion in the advisory committee forum that happened that I think is member confidential, so I don't know if that's ever going to become public.
Yeah, that's member confidential, you're right.
Okay, so I can't talk about that on the call today, but if you're a W3C member, you can go and read the minutes. So the stuff that has been made public, on Thursday, the Web Payments IG met to discuss where the verifiable claims work was going. The key personnel were effectively W3C management, specifically Wendy Seltzer, who is now the strategy lead at W3C. She's the one that gives the thumbs up for new work to be kind of incubated and started at W3C. We basically did the same presentation we did in July to show the rest of the group in the Web Payments Interest Group that were not at, that the folks that were not at the Web Payments Interest Group meeting in July. We just wanted to bring them up to speed with where we were with the verifiable claims work. Towards the end, Wendy noted that she still had remaining concerns with the verifiable claims work, and she remained unconvinced that the work should proceed. When asked what the specific concerns were, she said that the security community, specifically just Jeff Hodges from PayPal, has raised concerns around the work. So she suggested that we bring the security, web application security group in for discussion on the following day. And that's where the session ended on Thursday. At that point, it looked like verifiable claims was dead in the water. We were not going to proceed at W3C, and we were going to have to kind of go on without W3C. The outcome then would have been we just continue to incubate work in this group, and that would have been it. It was a no-go on Thursday. The topic did come up in the advisory committee meeting. And again, I can't cover what was said there. But the day after that, on I guess the Friday, the web application security working group attended the web payments interest group meeting. They, you know, they were asked, you know, they, you know, it was noted that people thought that they had concerns. And we basically just asked, you know, what are the security concerns with the verifiable claims work? The outcome of it was basically them saying that they were concerned about the verifiable claims work when it came time to be integrated into the browser, but since that was not the proposal that was on the table, that they had no concerns with the charter as is. So the result of that conversation, you can kind of read some of the concerns that they raised. They didn't want the web application security group, working group at W3C, did not want to be viewed as an enabler or someone that was blocking the work from starting, right? They basically said, we expect that you're going to get security review on this stuff as you go along with privacy review. Clearly, that's a part of all W3C work, so that was not an issue, and we had already agreed to do that work if the working group were to start. There were concerns about WebAppSec saying, yes, we agree to this work starting, and then that being used against them in 2 years if we were to integrate some of these use cases into the browser, but again, that's not what was being discussed. So the result was there were no issues raised by the security community via the web application security working group, and Wendy basically said that she would prep a transition to notify the W3C membership that there is active work happening on a verifiable claim charter proposal, and that the work is now approved by management and is going out to the W3C membership. That email went out just this morning. So we'll wait for Dave to catch up and then dump this email in IRC. So just to remind people about the process here, what we had been doing for the past 2 years is incubating work. That incubated work was picked up by an official group called the Web Payments Interest Group at W3C to do effectively due diligence on whether or not this work should proceed. That work was reviewed during W3C TPAC, and the finding was that we had done enough due diligence to convince management to put this forward for feedback from the W3C membership. So what this stage of the process is called is a charter in development. This is a charter in development stage, right? So there's an advance notice sent out to the W3C membership that says, hey, by the way, we're working on a charter. Here's a link to the charter, along with a couple of other links to other documents that are useful to the W3C membership. This goes out as a public notice saying that W3C management is working on a charter. It goes out to the advisory committee representatives for the 400 plus member organizations at W3C. And in general, this is a heads up to everyone that cares about standards on the web that this work is being actively put through the W3C process. The expectation that is outlined is that feedback will be public feedback, and W3C member feedback will close out at November at some point, so sometime in the month of November, at which point, you know, if there isn't strong pushback or concerns or scope issues, and we are not expecting any since we've circulated this multiple times before, it will then go to a W3C advisory committee vote. So that's when the 400 member organizations vote on whether or not they want to start the work or not. So the vote will probably start in November at some point, and the minimum period that the vote can run is 4 weeks. So, you know, I think we should expect between 4 to 6 weeks, 8 weeks tops for the vote to be done. It looks like they're doing this on a bit of an accelerated time frame because we had circulated this previously. Usually this stage takes, you know, can take, you know, 3 to 4 to 6 months, whereas they've basically said that their expectation is a month here. So I mean, this is all great news. Let me stop there and see if there are any questions on what happened at W3C TPAC or where we are with respect to the verifiable claims charter. Any questions or comments from people that were there in the room?
This is Shane. I this isn't for the minutes, Dave. I mean, or it doesn't need to be anyway. I think that this group's been very patient, and I just want to congratulate all of us on our patience. But I think it's going to pay off. I think the right people were in the room at the right time, and you know, that's what TPAC's for, is getting all the right people in the right space. Mm-hmm. So, you know, patience paid out, and let's get rolling hard at the face-to-face in October, so we're ready to hit the ground, you know, actually running once this charter's approved.
Awesome. Yes, thank you, Shane. Yeah, I mean, so everything that we've seen out of W3C management post TPAC has been, you know, no dragging it out, no blocking, and in fact, it looks like we're actually moving on an accelerated time frame, which is going to make things a bit harder for us in the group. But that's good. It's a good problem to have. We're just going to have to get a lot of things done in the next month. Okay, any other questions or comments on where we are with the verifiable claims charter? Okay, then we're going to move on to the next topic. What this has done is, you know, we're having a face-to-face meeting in a little under a month. So the 27th and the 28th, let me go ahead and put this topic in here. So here is the verifiable claims face-to-face meeting, and let me get the link there. Okay, so there is a link that was just put into IRC about registering for the verifiable claims face-to-face meeting, right? So if you have not done this and you want to be at the face-to-face meeting, please go to that link right now and register. You only need to register for the one-day ticket if all you're going to be at is a verifiable claims face-to-face meeting. But if you want to be there for all 4 days for the Internet Identity Workshop, please buy a regular ticket to be there for all 4 days. The regular ticket covers the verifiable claims meeting as well. Okay,
just to clarify, yep. This is registration for IAW, and verifiable claims is taking place coincidentally with that, but there's no specific VCF registration beyond just registering for IIW. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, absolutely right. Yeah, we are co-locating with IIW, We're doing that for a variety of reasons, but you know, we want good cross-pollination with that community and this work. And two, they were just really nice and offered their space when they found out we needed to do a face-to-face meeting. So yes, just get a, you know, if you got a regular ticket or a one-day ticket for the verifiable claims face-to-face, you're good. There's only one registration page. Also, make sure that anyone at your company knows that they have to register if they want to go there. You can always register at the door, but it's going to be much more expensive. Okay. The other thing to note is that they do sometimes sell out of tickets. In fact, that has happened, I think, multiple times. So don't wait. It might be that you can't come if you don't register soon. Okay. Next, any questions about registration or coming to the face-to-face?
Is there any kind of agenda for the 2 days?
Yes, we are going to talk about that as the next agenda item. Okay. So let's get into that now. Actually, let me actually back up a bit. Let's go into the agenda. I've got one more thing about making sure to get your member companies. If you're a member W3C member company, you need to say that you want the verifiable claims work to start, or you need to say something positive about it, so that there's so that folks know that there's interest in it. That there's continued interest in it. Matt, Richard, you're going to have to get your AC rep to mention it. Chris, we'll scribe it on IRC, the link and how to respond. Okay, so let's get into the face-to-face agenda. This is our primary focus over the next 3 weeks. Right, and in fact, I think we're only going to have, let me check the schedule. We only have this week and next week to finalize the agenda. The following week is rebooting Web of Trust, and the week after that is the Internet Identity Workshop. So we're basically not going to have the last 2 weeks of the month of October to work on this, which means that we have roughly 10 days to get the agenda sorted and the presenters sorted. Okay, so let's dive into it. What we're going to be looking for, I changed the agenda around a bit based on feedback from various folks. I think what we're looking for here is for people to present. So we've got a couple of names down, but if you're interested in presenting something that we're not covering, please speak up during the call so that we can fit you into the agenda. Okay. So 9:30 to 10 a.m. is setup and registration. We're starting a bit later than usual because this is the last day of IIW, and people are going to be a bit, they're going to be a bit low on energy. So we're hoping to give people a little bit of time to sleep in and get a good breakfast and all that kind of stuff. So we start at 10 on the 27th. At 10 to 10:30, my hope is that Richard and Matt, so to give people some background, I think Richard and Matt have volunteered to be chairs along with Dan Burnett. The initial feedback, we've let kind of W3C management know that they're willing to chair. Richard, Matt, Dan, we still need to have like a kind of an offline discussion about what that entails and whether you're really okay with it and all that kind of stuff. I believe we circulated this with the community during the last call or the call before that. So if anyone disagrees with them chairing or feels like someone else would be a better candidate for chairing, please let that be known. It looks like we're having some audio connectivity issues with folks, which we apologize for. Right, so 10 to 10:30 are introductions. The hope is that the chairs of the group will be able to, which are right now, you know, Richard and Matt, are going to be able to outline the problem statement and the goals for everyone. Then 10:30 to 11:30 is going to be verifiable claims use cases with Joe, Andrew kind of going over the use cases document with potentially Shane, you doing some support. Shane, we've shifted you to a bit later in the lineup to talk about the proposed architecture because both Dan Burnett and Dave Crocker are not going to be there. Let me get confirmation though. Richard, Matt, are you guys okay with chairing this meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I heard from Richard. Matt?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, we can hear you. Okay,
yes,
great. Awesome. Thank you. Your main, you know, the main thing that you guys need to do is just make sure that we stay on time and on schedule, right? So read consensus in the room. We're not going to be making any decisions. It's mostly discussion. So your goal is to make sure that we hit these times and breaks and all that kind of stuff. Also to make sure that the discussion stays on track. I'm sure there are other people that have done this before that will help you do this. But in general, you know, people are going to look to both of you to make sure that the meeting stays on schedule. We should have another offline discussion about that just to make sure you guys have all the questions that
also,
you have answered.
Also to make sure that the meetings are minuted and get someone to minute different sections, not the same person expected to do the whole thing.
Yeah. And actually, that's a very good point. We will probably appoint scribes before the meeting so that we don't have to keep asking who's going to scribe the next session. And then we'll rotate folks. Okay, 10:30 to 11:30 is verifiable claims use cases. Joe, are you on the call today? Joe Andrew. Okay. In an email, he said that he'd be happy to cover use cases and that he'll be there. 11:30 to 12:30 is new. It's industry use cases. So there were a couple of people at TPAC that said that they'd like to hear from various industries just really quickly what their use cases for verifiable claims are. So for example, is like education. We don't have anyone down for education yet. My hope was that, you know, someone from Badge Alliance would be able to do that education talk. Nate, have you? I know you just kind of sent that out yesterday. Is there anyone that you've identified yet that might be interested in education?
Yes, I have identified someone, and he is looking into whether or not he can make the trip. He's located in Southern California, so it wouldn't really be very far for him. And I'll definitely know by the end of the week, and if it starts looking dicey, I'll look for follow-ups from different people starting tomorrow.
Okay. And then if that, you know, if that falls through, we've got, I think, AccreditTrust and ETS and Pearson that could do an education bit. These are supposed to be 15 minutes per presentation. So it's, you know, six slides max, and we're going to try to get through four major areas in an hour. So education, payments, we don't have anyone for. So would anyone like to volunteer to do the payments stuff? This is digital offers and things of that nature. We'll have to ask the web payments IG if there are any volunteers for payments. And then healthcare, Adrian, I think I saw you joined the call. Adrian Gropper, would you be able to do something with verifiable claims in healthcare?
Yes. We had a very good meeting at the Medical Society here in Massachusetts that I can use as the use case. The outcome of the meeting hasn't been made public yet. It might be made public by IIW, but it doesn't matter because the use case is still real, and it will be a public thing anyway.
Okay, great. We also had a really good meeting at the Health and Human Services ONC Blockchain for Healthcare workshop last week. So I don't know if any of those folks are attending either. But Adrian, right now you're it for doing the healthcare presentation, 15 minutes in the morning. We've got Greg and Matt Stone on the queue. Greg, did you already go?
Oh yeah, I'm gone.
Okay, sorry. And then Matt Stone, go ahead.
I just have kind of a quick question about the structure of a meeting like this. Do they tend to be really for something like this? Kind of.
Hey,
15
Matt,
minutes
you're...
is a pretty short period of time for someone to get up, present, next one go, rapid fire. What's the experience to think about coming into this agenda?
Right. So the experience is that this is kind of what happens in initial face-to-face meetings. 15 minutes is tough, which is why we kind of ask people to just focus on one thing to kind of talk about, not try to cover the entire gamut of stuff. So we have the use cases as well. If folks feel uncomfortable with 15 minutes, we could stretch it to maybe 20 to 25 tops and take some time out of the use cases presentation. But typically what the reason the industry use cases are specifically to give people a flavor of the different industries that stuff can be used in. You don't want to spend a tremendous amount of time on industry use cases because they're going to be people from various industries there. So I think experiences, we try to limit this to, you know, 1 to 2 hours of discussion to do use cases, and we've basically allocated 2 hours for this at the meeting. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. The face-to-face in general, do we have a sense for how many people are coming? How big is it? Are we a small group, big group?
We don't know yet. The invitations went out to 94 people, and these are 94 people that have been engaged with the work in the last 2 years that have said they want to come to the face-to-face or they're really interested in participating and so on and so forth. So 97 plus another, you know, whoever shows up from IIW, the room seats 30. So hopefully, not everyone shows up. If they do, there are plenty of extra chairs that we can, put around the room. That's kind of where we are. So we're going to be for day one, we're going to be at the back of a really big conference hall. So we'll have enough space for a spillover. But honestly, we have no idea. We think it's going to be at least 15 people, probably around 25, but depending on demand, it might jump as high as 50. So we don't know, unfortunately. What I can do is I can get a count for registrations a week before we have the meeting from IIW. So people that use the code to sign up for it will know how many of those people there are, but we will not know how many general ticket holders want to end up coming to the meeting.
We are sized in the IIW agenda or in some way introduced so that the general ticket holders know that we're back in the back of the room.
Yes. Yeah. We will be doing so. IIW is an on-conference. There's no agenda So when we show up, there are going to be a handful of us that go to the board and write verifiable claims introduction on there, and we will be doing presentations on potentially Tuesday and Wednesday leading up to the face-to-face meeting on Thursday and Friday.
Thanks for that. I framed the scale.
Okay, good. Okay, so healthcare is Adrian Gropper. Entertainment, We have folks from the entertainment industry, the movie industry, and recording industry that are going to be there that have said that if they can show up, and they're trying very hard to show up, they can do a couple of verifiable claims use cases for the entertainment sector. Okay, and then after that, it's lunch. Again, for those just joining, we're looking at this is the face-to-face agenda. After lunch, we have Shane. You're doing verifiable claims, proposed architecture, and goals. You're good with that?
I am good with that.
Thank you, sir. 2:30 to 3:30, since we don't have Dan, since we won't have Dan there, we're going to try and dial Dan in from China, but that might be a tenuous thing. We're going to cover the verifiable claims data model and representation. So the spec itself is from 2:30 to 3:30. Then we have a break. 4 to 4:30 is just a review on the plan for progress at W3C. So we're going to let people kind of know what to expect over the next couple of months if things go according to plan at W3C. So 30 minutes on that. Richard, Matt, you two are going to be doing that. Again, I'm happy to help, as well as I'm sure Shane or Greg, who've been through this before, can add some detail to kind of the progress. Shane said he can cover data model as well if needed. Great, let's chat about that. And then 4:30 to 5 p.m. is an agenda bash for the next day. So covering extra things that people feel we need to change on the day two agenda. Because, you know, things always come up and we want to stay flexible on day two of what we want to cover. And then a 6 p.m. dinner, we'll arrange this for a dinner with everyone, hopefully, if, as long as they're, you know, not 50 people that want to come to dinner. But we'll figure something out. There are venues close by, I think, for dinner. Okay. Let me stop there. Any questions or concerns for the day one agenda? This is a pretty typical first face-to-face agenda. Okay, if there are no questions or concerns, day two, we start earlier, 8:30 to 9 a.m. What we're trying to do on day two is help people get out early so that they can catch flights back if they need to. So we go 9 to 3 on day two, and we shove some of the stuff that's not super important towards the back part of the agenda. So 8:30 to 9 is set up and registration. We have a separate room at the Computer History Museum, so the venue stays the same. The room changes on day two. We do an agenda review, quick agenda bash at the beginning. Matt and Richard will help us go through that. 9:30 to 10:30, we're going to talk a bit about self-sovereign identifiers and decentralized identifiers and more long-term architectural concerns. So the hope here is that you and Drummond and Christopher can maybe talk about some of those things. We need to kind of talk, you know, it's basically cover DIDs, potentially cover browser integration in 2 years, which we know we're going to have to cross that bridge at some point. So getting people to understand that would be that and how that happens would be good. Things like privacy and security review. That's 9:30 to 10:30. Short break. With 11 to 12:30, we'll do a deep dive on the data model. So the credentials and the claim format, hopefully open badges or something of that nature. Greg, you're down. Actually, let me back up. Les, are you guys good for presenting at 9:30 on day two? I don't know if you dropped. So I did talk, and you might be muted, Les. So I did talk with Drummond and Les last week at the blockchain workshop, and they said that they're definitely down for doing something related to decentralized identifiers and long-term architectural concerns. So we'll have plenty of time. They've already signed up for it. I just wanted to see if they were still okay, if they were okay with that time. 11 to 12:30 is a deep dive on the data model, and how open batches fits into all this stuff. Nate, I know you and I, and hopefully a couple other people in the group, need to come up with like a clear positioning statement, how verifiable claims are complementary to open batches and how we expect things to fit together. And we'll be having some of that discussion at the face-to-face meeting, along with, you know, why we ended up with the credential and claim format in the format that we have. So we'll go through a bunch of positives and negatives. Greg, my hope is that you can lead some of this stuff, because it has a lot to do with kind of like, you know, linked data and things of that nature, with myself and Shane supporting you. Would you be open to that, Greg?
Yeah, I can do that. Certainly, I understand the linked data and RDF bits the most, and you guys probably know the best about how that integrates to the specific application here. So
okay,
I can lead that.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so that's going to be followed by lunch from 12:30 to 1:30. And then 1:30 to 2:30 are linked data signatures, just digital signatures, linked data signatures, JWTs, and kind of going over the digital signature formats for these claims. This is a fairly important and touchy subject. You know, we're going to be dealing with this over the next couple of months, next couple of years, right, the signature format. So it's good to get that out on the table and for everyone to kind of understand what the trade-offs are and what the choices are. And then 2:30 to 3 p.m. wrap up and next steps. We'll talk about, you know, when we may be meeting next, when the vote's expected, things of that nature. And then we hope to have everyone out by 3 p.m. so that they can catch flights at SFO or SJC after that. Things that are not on here, testing and test requirements. It's never too early to talk about testing, but I didn't know where to fit it in the schedule. Shane, any thoughts on that?
Agendas expand to fill all available time, so I don't think we should shoehorn it in, but I've already sort of thought through how to do this testing, and in fact we've developed some of the testing infrastructure for other projects already, so I think we're well positioned to exercise this stuff.
Okay.
I can do a brief overview if people care and we have time. I'll bring slides just in case.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Shane. Okay. I think that's the proposed agenda. And that agenda is only good if other folks on this call agree that that's a good lineup. Did we miss anything? Should we add more breaks in there? Does anyone want any changes made to the agenda? Or is anyone concerned about the structure of the agenda?
Sorry, I was muted. I don't want to add anything. I am concerned that we're being a little overly ambitious. But, you know, it's an unconference, and people tend to go off in the weeds at these things.
So it didn't mention things that we can drop from the agenda.
That's what I was going to ask for. Thank you.
Okay, so we've got 2 hours for use cases on day one. We may not need all of that. Usually you have that much time because everyone's kind of new to the work and they are kind of wondering where this stuff is going to be used. We can always shave off things out of the use cases. On day two, we have 1.5 hours for a deep dive on the data model. And we also covered the data model on day one as well. So we may not need that much time for the deep dive on the data model, or we may decide to sacrifice it in the name of, you know, getting some other really important topic covered. So we've got around 3.5 hours, let's say 1.5 hours additional to kind of play around with in here. But I think that's about it.
This prioritization versus maybe
your audio, whoever's speaking, your audio is really broken up. Maybe if you could type in IRC, that would be good. And we'll look for the question in IRC. And was that Matt Stone talking?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, your audio's jittery. So while Matt is typing in, what is essential takeaway objective for the face-to-face? Great question. I think what we're trying to do is level set, get everyone on the same page with where the work is currently. That's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to make any decisions or anything. We're just trying to educate people as to what we've been up to for the past 2 years. We may need to do this again once the working group starts, depending on how many new people we have in the working group. But this is, this is just level setting, right? We're going to have a chunk of people that are new to the work. Most of the attendees are probably not going to be familiar with the work. There'll be a core group of us, but the way these things go, almost always half of the room has no background information on what we've been doing. And as frustrating as that can be for the people that have been doing this work for a while, it's kind of a necessity to bring those people up to speed as well. Adrian, you're on the queue.
Yes, I don't know whether this belongs more in the IIW sessions than in the face-to-face, but I would like to see a session or a mention of where verifiable claims fits in with other standards work, in particular UMA and distributed ID, and what it means that the browser, what this business about the browser being taken up after we do the first round means. Just generally the architecture of how these things fit together, I think, is a good IIW topic and maybe necessary even for our face-to-face.
That is a good point, Adrian. Maybe what we can do is try and hash that out at IIW and then bring those learnings into the face-to-face meeting. Do you think that's a smart way to tackle it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so a couple of us should get together at IIW and do a session on how verifiable claims fits in with SAML and OpenID Connect and UMA and the browsers and all that kind of stuff. Because I think it's in some cases it's unclear right now how, for example, a verifiable claim would be used in a deployed SAML system. We do have a desire to do that, but part of the working group's work is to figure out exactly how that would fit in. So yeah, I think it's going to be a fairly loose session where we're trying to figure out, easy integration points. Yes, Matt Stone, how do verifiable claims fit in the broader context? Because there is a broader context here. Okay, any other comments or concerns about the agenda? All right, in that case, folks, if you're down for a presentation, please start as soon as you can on that. Link off of the agenda that we have in the Google Doc. So for your presentation, highlight the text and add a link as a comment. Anyone can comment, I think. Let me check to make sure that, yeah, anyone can comment. Anyone with the link can comment. So go into the document, highlight your topic, and then link to your presentation, either a PDF file or another Google Doc presentation or something. And the sooner we get those filled out, the better off we're going to be. I'll probably start pestering people in about a week's time if you don't have something up there, even if it's a rough draft. Okay. There was one last agenda item that we needed to cover. Let's see, feedback on W3C verifiable claims announcements. Okay, so W3C sent out a notice that they're working on the verifiable claims charter, right? This is advance notice. It is very important if you're a W3C member. Actually, you know what? It's important if you are interested in the work in any way, shape, or form that you send feedback to that list. So specifically send feedback, to the web payments comments mailing list, right? You can also send it back to the AC forum if you give you feedback through the AC representative. But if you want this work to start at W3C, you should absolutely respond and say that you're interested in this work starting. You can add whatever flourishes you want, but they basically want to see that there's interest from the public on this work starting. Doing things like outlining use cases or saying why you're interested in this work starting is an added bonus. So if you're on the call, please take the time to send an email after the call or later on this week to do that. Do it now, Richard. Don't wait for them to ask. Just provide feedback that you want this stuff to start. You will be asked again. Your advisory committee representative specifically will be asked to provide feedback in about a month to a month and a half time. But this initial phase, it's important for everyone that's interested in the work to speak up. They want to hear from you. Okay, I think that's it for the call today. Is there anything else that we need to discuss before the call next week? Again, keep in mind that we only have one other call for this week. The last two calls during the last 2 weeks, we're going to be at Rebooting Web of Trust or the Internet Identity Workshop and won't be able to have calls. We'll be meeting face-to-face. So only one more call this month. Any concerns that we should address before the call next week? Okay, if not, that's it for the call this week. We'll meet again next week to see where people are in presentations. Thanks a ton to everyone. Congratulations to everyone for hitting this really important milestone. Thanks all. Bye.